and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we've looked at the dispensation of innocence, we've looked at the dispensation of conscience, and we just finished the dispensation of human government. And now I'd like for us to look at the dispensation of promise. And I might say that the dispensation of promise goes from Babel to Sinai. And if you would like to read some verses that coincide with that, you can read Genesis 11 and verse 9 through Genesis 18 and verse 27. And this would pretty well cover that dispensation that we're getting ready to look at, and that is the dispensation number 4, and that is promise. Well, some minds are like concrete, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Some people, you ever heard the saying, you can't tell somebody anything? I mean, there's some people you can't tell anything, they won't learn, they won't listen. Well, some people just will not listen to God's voice. And this is the reason that we need to stay into the Word of God and understand that God is speaking to us through His Word. As we study the Word of God, it's not that God's Word changes, it's that God will reveal more and more to us as we study His Word. First thing He reveals to man is that man needs a Savior, that man needs a change, that man needs to do something in order to go to heaven. And I've said this over and over again, that man needs to trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Man has made up his mind many times that he's going to try to go his way instead of going God's way. And it's sad that many Christians today, they want to go man's way instead of God's way. They don't want to get into the Word of God and study the Word of God. I personally don't understand that as a saved person, why anyone who is saved would not want to get into God's Word and study it and understand what God has. There's so much there that God wants us to understand as His children. And this is something that you and I need to understand, that God wants each one of us to be thoroughly indoctrinated, if you would, in His Word, in His real Word. I believe His real Word is the King James Bible. And we need to get into that, and we need to study that, read it. And if I could say it this way, we need to eat the Word of God and let it become part of us. Well, as we get into this dispensation number 4 of promise, let me say again that God has always had a plan. Nothing has ever taken God by surprise. He's God. He's Jehovah. He's the one altogether lovely. He's the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that when He would go back to heaven after His resurrection, He was going to go back, and He did go to heaven. He said He would send the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. That simply means that the Holy Spirit's ministry changed at that point. And Jesus said when he sent him, that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. And that's how that He helps man to understand the Word of God. He is the interpreter. He is the one that gives the information we need as we study the Word of God. Now, we look in the Bible about dispensations, and let me remind you of something. Calling a dispensation primarily a period of time will not bear up under close scrutiny of the Scriptures. In the Bible, the term dispensation refers to a manner, method, or particular arrangement of dealing with the people that God has chosen to dispense during a period of time, not the time period itself. Now, dispensations will cover a certain period of time as we look at it, and we look back at it, and we say, well, it started here and it ended here. Well, I also see that sometimes that these dispensations will overlap just a little bit. Now, there's two times that we see time periods that are actual time periods for dispensations. And one of those, and we're going to study that later on, is the tribulation period. Once again, it's dealing with man and God, God and man together. Man is to take care of God's property. And that time period will be 7 years, specifically 7 years. And then we see another period of time, and that is the millennial reign of Christ. That's 1,000 years. So we do see two dispensations that we could say really are governed by time, and that is the tribulation, 7 years, and the millennium, 1,000 years. Well, we also look at dispensations, and we see that God uses covenants and dispensations to deal with man in different manners under different circumstances to teach and to show man things about himself and his creator. God does not leave us in the dark. He lets us know what's going on. In short, I believe that there are 9 dispensations, and I've said this before. 8 of those 9 dispensations are testings that God has dispensed to man. A covenant is a contract or a promise between God and man. So we see through the scriptures an interlocking, a connection that brings certain aspects of the dispensations and promises of God together in most, if not all, instances of God's dealing with man. Now, the fourth dispensation is promise. This dispensation begins, and I've said this, that it begins with Genesis chapter 11. And I believe you start reading in verses 10 through 32, and it's where we read of Abraham's ancestry. In our study of the dispensation of promise, we witness the call of Abraham to give the giving of the law to Moses for the children of Israel. This dispensation applied only to Abraham and his descendants, through his son Isaac and Isaac's sons, Jacob, and that's Israel. It lasted from about 2000 B.C. to about 1500 B.C., and is covered in the scriptures from Genesis 11:10 to Exodus chapter 18 and verse 27. Now, God promised Abraham that he would give land to his seed and that all the nations of the world would be blessed by his seed. And we see this, and although Israel went under the law around 1500 B.C., the promise God made to Abraham is still in effect today. Well, notice this, if you would. During the dispensation of promise, God would deal in a very special way with one man. That one man was Adam. God would deal in a very special way with one family. This would be, and this was, Abraham's family. And it is today even. And God made something in a special way. He dealt in a special way with one nation. And that nation is Israel. Now, we say that the dispensation of promise has ended, but God's promises never end. The unconditional promises that God made and he makes today will never end because man can't stop those unconditional. There are no conditions in God's promises that we read of that are unconditional. Now, the dispensation of promise is from the call of Abraham to the giving of the law. Well, let's look at some of these promises in the dispensation of promise. God's promise to Abraham. And when we look at that promise, we see a fourfold promise. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Let me encourage you to get your Bible and read along with me if it's all possible for you to have your Bible. Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, God said to Abraham. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Well, notice this fourfold blessing that God pronounced upon Abraham. He said, I will make you a great nation. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2, we read that. He said, I'll make you a great blessing. Genesis 12 and verse 2. He said that those people will bless you, he's talking to Abraham, talking to his people, if they will bless you, Israel, if they will bless you, your nation, then I will be a blessing to them. And then the third promise that God made was he would be a great protection. This is Genesis 12:3 that we've read. He said those people who will curse Abraham, curse Israel, those people would be cursed themselves. And in a sense, this would be a way of protection for Israel. And I fear today that any country that goes against Israel, they're under the curse of God. And once again, I fear that our country, if it ever turns completely against Israel, they will, this country, us, we will be under the curse of God as a country. And we need to stand up for Israel, and we need to protect Israel as much as possible. Well, the fourfold promise of God to Abraham would make him a great nation, a great blessing. It'd be a great protection for Israel. And he would also, through his promise, be a great savior. Genesis 12 and verse 3 talks about that as well. Notice it says in the last part of verse 3 of Genesis 12, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Well, how is that possible? Not only would Israel be blessed, but the nations of the world would be blessed. All nations, all families. Well, that's because of the promised seed. The promised seed, of course, that we read of in the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. The promised seed would come, and every person in this world would have an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So we see those four promises God gave to Abraham. He would make him a great nation, a great blessing, a great protection would be his, and also a great Savior would be born. A great Savior would be blessed, would bless all nations because they could call upon Jesus Christ in order to be saved and go to heaven. Well, we've seen the God's promise to Abraham. Now, let me remind you that I cannot go into everything concerning all of these things that we read of during this dispensation, but you need to get into the Word, and you need to go further. You need to study more about these dispensations as we go through them, because there's so much that we find in the Word of God that cannot be covered in a short period of time. You and I, we have time to read and study the Word of God on our own, and I encourage you to do that. Read and study the Word of God on your own. Well, we see not only promises to Abraham, but we see a promise to Isaac from God. And it's a threefold promise. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 24, it says, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night, this is Isaac, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Well, now notice the threefold promise, the threefold part of this promise. First, I see that his seed would possess this land. In Genesis 26 and verse 3, it says, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. God speaking to Isaac. Well, this has never happened. Israel has never had all of the land that God promised them. Well, God always keeps his word, so we know that there's coming a time when Israel will have the entire land that God promised. And part of that comes to pass in the millennium. And we're going to study about that as we study dispensations. And part of it takes place in completion in eternity. May the Lord bless you as you study his word, and may you know him as Lord and Savior. Serve him today because he first loved you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.